Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, or I should say good afternoon to those of you listening in the Eastern time zone here in the good old USA. And for those listening around the world, I don't know what to tell you. What would we say, Ed?
Hello.
Good day.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Good day.
Good day. Good day, mate. Tim here with Ed and Steve. Steve Jordahl, good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, sirs.
Well, before we get to more news to discuss, our good friend Dr. Frank Turek is on the phone with us. He's speaking tonight in a AFR-covered area. And Frank, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Hey, was that doctorate earned or was that a honorary doctor?
That's a D-min from Southern Evangelical Seminary. I actually did some work for that one.
That's what I thought, and I wanted to give you a chance to take credit for that hard work, for that doctorate. Where are you and what are you doing tonight?
I'm actually in Russellville, Alabama, about an hour and 15 minutes kind of east of Tupelo, where you guys are, and this is an AFR area. American Family Radio is here in this area. And I just wanted people to know I'll be at Russellville High School tonight from 6 to 8. It's open to the public. We're doing I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. And we'll have time for Q&A as well. We're going to cover the fact that truth exists, that there's evidence that God exists, that miracles are not only possible, but the greatest miracle in the Bible has already occurred, and we have good scientific evidence for it. And we're also going to see that the resurrection actually did occur, that there's real good evidence for that the New Testament documents are reliable. And as I say, we're going to take questions tonight. It's in the high school auditorium. It's open to the public. Russellville High School is on Waterloo Road right here in Russellville, just, you know, say an hour and 15 minutes east of you guys and maybe about an hour to the west of Huntsville, Alabama, in northern Alabama. Not far from Muscle Shoals.
In Muscle Shoals, they have the Swampers, you know.
They do.
Yeah.
And they've been known to pick a song or two.
Right.
Swampers, you know what does that mean?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
If you don't know what we're talking about,
I don't.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. All right.
Ed, come on.
I'm just behind the eight ball, behind the curve, whatever
Ed,
you want to say.
Ed, Google this for me real quick.
All right.
Hold on a second, Frank. Just Google it.
Google
in Muscle Shoals. They love the Swampers, or have the Swampers.
Is that part of the...
Hold on. Don't tell him, Steve.
Oh, I think I know, because the way you said it just then.
What does it say?
All right, so Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, also known as the Swampers, is a group of American studio musicians playing soul, R&B, rock and roll, and country based in the city of Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. And what line was that song used in?
What line?
The one that he just gave you. This is the one
that
you should know.
In Muscle Shoals, they have the Swampers or whatever it is.
I don't know.
All right, we'll talk
on.
About it later.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Steve, go ahead, tell him.
It's from Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama. I got that just from the rhythm of the line.
Okay, so Lynyrd Skynyrd, is that a name of a group or something?
You're kidding
me. I'm kidding about that. All right, that part I'm kidding. Listen, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know lines. I don't even know all the words to Amazing Grace.
Ed only listens to hymns, so you know.
No, I just listen to Chayla Luna. That's it. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, those kind of songs.
Okay. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, actually, Lynyrd Skynyrd was the name of the band Gym Teacher. That's how they came up with their name.
I didn't know that.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
I mean, this is useless information you need to know.
Yeah.
The real information you need to know is I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. Russellville, Alabama, tonight, 6 o'clock, Russellville High School Auditorium, open to the public. I'll be there. Hope to see you guys.
All right, Frank, thanks so much. Appreciate it, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. See you.
Okay, Dr. Frank Turek, T-U-R-E-K, from Cross Examined Ministries. I'm Tim, picking on Ed. Folks,
I'm sorry, I just read the Bible all the time.
That's what I know, and listen to hymns.
And listen to hymns.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You shouldn't joke about reading the Bible.
He's not.
Why? Why can't I?
God will smite you, and hey, I don't want to be close enough to
Jesus
you.
Jesus took all my sins, Steve. Don't try to put me under that condemnation.
Good night. Okay. Back to the news, and back to you.
Yeah, I just, before we get to the news, did I say something to upset Walker? Because the last two or three times, he's exited the studio every time I've
come in. Well, that's something we need to talk about after the show.
Another thing for after the show?
We don't need to go on the air with that. No, he had to take care of something.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to out Walker. But,
no, it's not personal, Steve.
Okay, good. Just maybe, let me know.
Maybe if you read your Bible a little more, Steve, you wouldn't be so sensitive.
But one time he had to get a haircut. things come up, Steve.
Yeah, stuff comes up.
All right. Hey, we've got a couple of things that happened this morning. We're waiting for this vote on the latest vote on the government shutdown, which was scheduled to happen sometime around now, which means they get started and debate a little bit. So I don't know what time. We've got a news feed coming in here. I'll kind of keep an eye on it. If I see something worth mentioning, I'll interrupt.
See something, say something, Steve.
That's right. In other news, there was a shooting this morning in Italy High School in Texas. Apparently, there's a town called Italy, Texas. You should go there. You'd be the mayor of Italy, Texas.
Can we broadcast live from
Italy, Texas? It's just south of Dallas, so if we get...
What happened?
I'm very interested.
Well, there was a shooting this morning, and a female student was wounded. She was taken away in a helicopter, and they don't know her how she's doing right now. And a 16-year-old male student was taken into custody. Mm. Fortunately, one injury. I say fortunately, only one, no deaths. And it didn't expand into one of these mass shootings. Bad enough, but I thought I'd mention it from Italy, Texas. And then this morning also in, this was about 5 o'clock yesterday at a mall in Florida. Two, what they're calling IEDs, went off. So this was the Eagle Ridge Mall in Lake Wales, which is in central Florida. It's just due east of Tampa. St. Pete, and no injuries, no leads at this point, but it bothers me, or it worries me, when they start referring to bombs that go off as IEDs.
Okay, now, probably in the time that you were walking across the street, Fox has breaking news saying that police are now walking back earlier statements saying no IEDs found. What they found was two signal flares triggering a fire alarm. Now they're still looking for a suspect. Someone did this, but they did not. The backpack did not contain any incendiary or explosive devices.
Well, in the words of Rosanna Dana, never mind.
Well, but this says breaking news. This is probably
And thank you for keeping us up to date. So, that's breaking news. Did you guys take note of the Women's March that happened yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit. Is this the second annual?
The second annual Women's March, and it was the day after the March for Life. So it was Saturday, actually. So the Women's March, the March for Life, which had hundreds of thousands of people, according to reports, was on Friday. And the Women's March, which was basically calling for the impeachment of President Trump and the people with all the hats, you remember? The second annual one on the 20th, which was the anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. And they had about 100,000 women there as well. I loved what President Trump did. President Trump threw out a tweet on the 20th. And this was in the midst of the Women's March, and he tweeted out, "Beautiful weather all over our great country, a perfect day for all women to march. Get out there now to celebrate the historic milestones and unprecedented economic success and wealth creation that's taken place over the last 12 months, lowest female unemployment in 18 years. Drove the organizers crazy."
Wow. That he would try to co-opt.
He co-opted. He did. He says, "Look at all those women out there marching,
go out there and
celebrating
march.
All the historic milestones and economic success we've been having in the last year."
But they weren't out there for that reason.
Doesn't matter.
Was this what happened last year, part two?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Not quite as many people, women, as last year, but no, they were. They were out there protesting.
It was Trump bash.
Well, and then they also folded in the Me Too movement.
Gotcha. Yes.
There. So
there was some celebrities. There was a Natalie Portman was one of them.
There were several of them.
And in fact, I wanted to talk about one of them. This actually we're going to say is from the Snowflake file.
Hey, Snowflake.
Snowflake.
My pretty little snowflake.
In an open letter to the organizers of the Women's Los Angeles March, the Women's March in L.A., they had the Palestinian women called for a boycott because they say, in their words, in a shocking move, you announced that a special speaker at the LA march is Scarlett Johansson, who they say is unabashed supporter of Israel.
So she shouldn't have been called a special speaker or invited?
She should not have been invited. If you're for Israel, you don't belong in the march.
Well, first of all, kudos to Scarlett Johansson if she's a supporter of Israel. But, boy, I'm just telling you, these leftists, they are getting...
She's a leftist.
She is.
Oh, she is.
Scarlett Johansson is, yeah. I'm shocked, frankly, that she's a supporter of Israel.
I think she's Jewish.
Okay.
So
right. Well,
that would be... That's one of the... several liberal Jews.
Like Alan Dershowitz, the Harvard attorney.
Who don't toe the line when it comes to the Israel policy.
Israel.
But they boycotted and put a petition up.
But the leftists are going further and further to the left. I mean, if you're going to say you can't even support Israel because you're Jewish, you can't speak at one of our...
Well, it's bordering on just blatant anti-Semitism.
Yeah, I don't think that's bordering
But she
on
did
it,
speak, right?
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't turn away Scarlett
But the Palestinian
Johansson.
Women didn't participate in the march. They want true intersectionality. It was interesting also to see the coverage. Meta Research Center came out with a little blurb that showed that the network newscasts, ABC, CBS, and NBC, spent about three times as much energy and coverage on the Women's March as they did for the March for Life, even though... There were similar crowds. Maybe even the March for Life had more women, and it's been going on for decades now since the Roe v. Wade.
Now, I think the Women's March was national, wasn't it?
It was.
The March for Life was in D.C.
Was in D.C.
Yeah. So it's not really a fair comparison. Unless you want to say, how many did you have in D.C.?
No.
And by the way, I do want to say, for someone like Natalie Portman who spoke, this goes to the Me Too movement. She apparently, I don't know if she revealed this during her speech or if this is just recently and kind of in the same time frame, but she apparently went through an awful lot too when she was a child actress in Hollywood. So I do want to say some of these women have just been through horrific ordeals.
Oh, I'm no doubt, and yeah. I'm not criticizing
them
I just
want our listeners
the Me Too
to
movement.
Understand, yeah.
The Me Too movement is legitimate. In fact, I was reading something about a movie that I'm not going to even come close to go seeing, but it's taking the Cannes Film Festival by storm, and it's a movie that gives the story of a 13-year-old girl who was abused by people in power, and for her whole life she kind of understood that. Well, she was raped, and for her whole life she understood that as kind of she was special to them, and it didn't register to her until the information became public later on. And she was informed that, no, it wasn't a nice, loving, consensual relationship between an adult and you at 13. It was sexual assault. And but
is this a movie or a documentary?
It's a movie, and apparently it is very, very graphic, and people walked out on this. It was at Cannes is where it was.
Oh.
They walked out on the movie, and those that stayed gave it a standing ovation, but it was the most uncomfortable hour and a half that they'd ever spent. Most uncomfortable, gross.
That's saying something, because they had some.
It is. All that to say, and I won't even mention the name of the movie, and we won't talk about the movie anymore, but I will say that what they suffered, these women, and the Me Too movement, is real.
Yeah.
And it is life scarring. To take the innocence of a young boy or girl is just unconscionable. That's what angers me the most about this, is that here I think of my daughter who thankfully, God blessed her to be able to grow up and reach adulthood without having gone through any of that. But the thought of somebody taking and stealing her innocence like that, yeah. it just really makes me angry.
Yeah.
So it's going on, and you've seen it go through different the politics and the entertainment industry, and we even had a story a couple weeks ago about a church member who was a pastor who was caught up in it too. So, all right.
Thanks for bringing us down, Steve.
Yeah. Well, if I can encourage you at all, let me encourage you about this. They're still talking about voting instead of voting on the Senate floor there. In Syria, the government is accused of bombing its citizens again using some chemical weapons. You remember last time this happened, the response from President Trump was to bomb the airfield attacks had been launched. So now, it's going to be interesting to see if it's chlorine gas is what they think they were exposed to. Kids, little babies too. So it'll be interesting to see if the president has a similar reaction to that. You think he will?
This Syrian conflict. Now the Turks they're in North Syria, aren't they? Northern Syria.
They've
taken a village up there because of the Kurds.
They're attacking the Kurds in there, and that country has been just ever since Bashar al-Assad has become the dictator there. They have suffered untold and unimaginable.
They've been in the civil war now for what, 5-6 years, something like that.
They have.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it goes back to the to President Obama's administration, because I know that was the bright red line in the sand,
That was about Syria.
Yeah, that was about Syria.
Well, yeah. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed and Steve Jordahl. We thank you for listening to AFR. You can find us on Facebook. We live video stream this show at Today's Issues Facebook page, and you can listen to the podcast on AFR.net. All right, Steve, we got about 7 minutes left on.
All right,
Ed would say, this here program.
let's finish then with talking a little bit about the shutdown. A couple things.
Oh, please bring it, Steve. More shutdown.
Apparently, the Washington Post is reporting that they may have made progress in a deal. So this vote that's coming up, we don't know whether it's going to be successful or not, and we probably won't. We will not know before the end of
the show.
So go to onenewsnow.com today and keep checking in. We will have it there. But just to let you know, this is cut four. This is what you would have heard had you called the White House, or maybe what you will still hear if you call the White House this morning.
Thank you for calling the White House. Unfortunately, we cannot answer your call today because congressional Democrats are holding government funding, including funding for our troops and other national security priorities, hostage to an unrelated immigration debate.
So they're talking about that. And then the president has come out with an ad, which is airing. I'm assuming this is airing in districts where he has Democrats that are in Trump districts. And cut six, this is what that ad sounds like.
That's illegal immigrant Luis Bracamontes, charged with murdering two police officers.
I wish you could kill one of those motherfuckers.
It's pure evil. President Trump is right. Build the wall. Deport criminals. Stop illegal immigration now. Democrats who stand in our way will be complicit in every murder committed by illegal immigrants. President Trump will fix our border and keep our families safe.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
So there you go.
You know, I got to get a part-time job doing voiceovers for those kind of ads.
Yeah?
President Trump will save your family in a world with MS-13.
That's right.
I mean, I could do that, right?
Yeah.
Sure you could.
Yeah, I think you're... And that MS-13 is a serious issue.
Yes, it is. This is a violent,
another story this morning
that originates in Central America, but has infiltrated this country because of the open border policy of former President Barack Obama.
It's one of the arguments that President Trump's using.
You know,
we've got to keep these people out.
In fact, according to Fox this morning, they're saying that Mexico, as they start getting closer to closing that border, Mexico is kind of funneling some of these, or MS-13 is funneling more and more of these gang members in.
Is MS-13 a Central America or Mexican?
It's Central. It originated in Honduras and
it's the name
El Salvador.
Of a gang.
Yes.
For those who don't know, it's the name of a gang.
It's a Spanish phrase. I don't remember what it is, but I know that they their motto. I'm trying to find this the motto that they have. Is just, I mean, this is sick and demonic. I'm looking up, trying to find the motto. I'll find it. But
all right, we've got 3 minutes left here. Steve, got one more story for us?
I do. Let me go back to the back of my pile here. did you guys talk about what's going on in California?
No, we did not get to that.
Oh my goodness!
Well, a story a day.
Democrats in California are proposing a law. In fact, it might be an amendment to their constitution. It's being proposed by Phil Ting and Kevin McCarthy, who are both assemblymen in California. This would take half of the savings that any business that makes over $1 million a year, which isn't much for a business. Half the savings that they're going to get from the tax cut, the state of California is going to steal and take for what Phil Ting calls progressive investments.
Steal it legally. They're going to tax it.
They're going to tax it. Yeah. It's the Robin Hood thing. They think they're taking from the rich and giving to the poor, but
if you were a business in California and you needed yet another reason to leave the state and go somewhere else, to Texas, or some other place that's little bit better policy for you.
Yeah.
This is another reason, if it passes.
What I wish could happen? I wish, now, there are a lot of wonderful people in California. Steve hails from California.
I do.
So there are a lot of people who are good conservative people in California. But I wish you could take California and use it as and it already is to a large extent, an example for the world to see of what secular progressivism ultimately does to a place.
Right.
Well, you have Venezuela, places like that.
Yes. But, I mean, it's unsustainable what liberalism, progressivism does to it's unsustainable, as we're seeing in California. Now, they still have a huge economy and everything. But I'm just saying, ultimately, you can't pay for everything that you want to give free. You're increasing homelessness in California. There's increasing distance between the haves and the have-nots. You've got massive illegal immigration problems out there. It's becoming a sanctuary state.
Yep.
All these things that if you could leave them and watch it, the results of these kinds of policies, you would see how they would implode.
The line they use is eventually you run out of other people's money to spend.
Right. So anyway, all right, Steve, thank you so much for your contribution to this program.
Thank you.
By the way, MS-13's motto is Mata Viola Controlla, which means kill, rape, control.
Oh my word. Well, that's
so thank you, Democrats. Yeah, thank you, Barack Obama, for letting them cross the border
But we need to do, our FBI and others are doing what they can to.
Trump has promised to
combat those. We've
got to shut that border down.
All right. Have a great day, folks. Keep listening to American Family Radio, and we shall see you back here tomorrow.